Time now for It's the Law. Today, Swiss legal do's and don'ts when it comes to the business of coming here to do a little business. Our resident brief is Stephanie Fold of BCCC Attorneys at Law in Geneva. Hello, hello.
Hello, Susan.
To the all-important basics first, Stephanie. What's the legal definition of a business visitor as opposed to your run-of-the-mill sightseer from abroad?
Well, typically, Susan, the business visitor is the person coming for business. He or she is only coming for business and is not taking up residence in Switzerland. So that has a certain limited number of occasions they can come to Switzerland and do so-called business visits.
And I imagine there's a strict definition as to what constitutes business. Are there restrictions on the types of activities allowed for this class of visitor?
Yes, there are restrictions. I mean, typically it's attending business meetings or discussions. It's attending contract negotiations. It's hosting or presenting business projects, making sales, for example, or attending certain seminars. The whole idea is that people come to Switzerland for a limited period of time and do not generate profit from the host entity or receive compensation from any of the entities or take any directions from the host entity.
Okay, now getting the all-important visa to win this classification as a business visitor, what criteria need to be met before you're allowed into the country?
Well, I think you need to make sure that you have a specific, realistic and predetermined purpose for your stay in Switzerland. You have to be scheduled for staying in Switzerland for a very limited predetermined time, which is a maximum of 3 months in a period of 6 months. You cannot come for longer than that. And you must have typically a residence outside of Switzerland, and you must be able to prove that you have that residence. And you must prove that you have sufficient funds, as we are in Switzerland, and that you have health and medical insurance while you are in the country.
Sounds like you need a week just to prepare all the documents you need before you actually get the all clear.
You do. You have to prepare it.
And now, is the list always the same when it comes to the documents that an applicant needs to furnish before actually arriving in the country?
Well, it can vary from one country to another. Mostly, depending on the country, it is more or less easy to come to Switzerland on a business visa. What does not vary is the number of days you can stay in Switzerland, which is always 90 days.
Are there different types of visas available to people wanting to come here from abroad on a business trip? Different visas according to the type of business activity?
Well, it depends a little bit what the person wants to do. I mean, let's take typically the normal, ordinary business visa is the so-called Schengen visa, where the person wants to come to Switzerland, not only to Switzerland, but maybe also to the Schengen area, and wants to visit several prospective clients. And then they'll have to just prove, actually, that they are in good health and know what, and tell the administration why they're coming, bring actually proof of their travelling through Switzerland, and particularly the ticket to go back and leave the country again.
So a lot of the same provisos as being a tourist.
Exactly, exactly.
You have to show that you are going to be leaving. And
that is one of the important points for Switzerland, is to make sure that you are leaving the country again and that you've got enough money while you're there.
And what about the timeline, the preparation timeline? How long could getting this business visa take?
Well, depending on the Swiss representation abroad where you require it from, it can go very fast. It can go, you just go into the representation and they stamp it directly into your passport, or it can take several weeks and then you have to wait until you can enter the country.
Now, what about exceptions to the legal rule? Any nationals who don't have to apply for a visa to engage in business here?
Well, actually, there is quite a long list of nationals who do not need a visa. And some of them are typically the US nationals, Paraguay, Panama, and of course, all the nationals who are submitted to a particular treaty, which is, of course, all the EU nationals, which are free of circulation and can go from one country to the other.
And what about if your business is going so very well that you find halfway through your trip that you really need to extend it in order to conclude matters? Is that an easy thing to do?
Well, you can either just extend the business visa and ask it to be a little bit prolonged, or you can then decide to think about coming to live in Switzerland. But then the process is a little different because you will have to actually quit and exit the country, require the authorities for a real residence permit while you're abroad. And once you've been granted with this real residence permit, then you can require again an entry visa and then come and settle down in Switzerland. But that's a total different procedure.
Okay, but if you are finding that you need more time, would that take a day? Would you have to submit a range of new documents, or is it fairly easy?
It is not fairly easy. You have to go actually personally to the cantonal office of migration and you have to explain your case, file all the documents again, and in particular prove again why you want to stay longer in Switzerland.
Stephanie Fould of BCCC Attorneys at Law in Geneva, thank you so much.
Thank you, Susan.
That's It's the Law for Now on World Radio Switzerland.